Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I think the games are creeping up in length again.
They are.
Something's happening.
Did you see Friday night?
I didn't.
338 for nine innings.
Really?
328, maybe 338.
Something's there creeping up.
Twins and the A's. Next day, 303. And then, but there was hope yesterday. Kansas City.
154.
What, eight, and there were 13 runs scored in the game.
Kansas City 8, Tampa Bay 4, yeah. 154.
I think I have your explanation for Friday night's lengthy contest.
Maeda.
Your starting pitcher for your local nine took forever between every single pitch.
Well, you can only take so much time, but he always had a base runner, so he could take the extra 20 seconds.
My God.
Oh, he drew. I only watched three innings. I couldn't take it anymore. And then they took him out of the game. But I changed his nickname to Root Canal because you're watching him, you know. He was just awful. He'd been pretty good before, but he was just throwing slop.
San Francisco 8, Pittsburgh 4, 307.
Yeah, a lot of threes. You know what, Joe? They're all stepping out now. A lot of them are stepping out before the at-bat started. You know, they get their one time out. And then the catchers, they're making sure they make all those trips to the mound that they can. And they're just, and then they foul a ball off their foot, and they take about 6 minutes to get back in the box.
Boy, there. These are a lot of, there's a lot of 248.
Yeah, we're getting a long way
338.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado 8, New York 7.
Was that extras? Did that go 10 innings or 11 innings?
Let's see how
I think
that
one
went.
Of those went 11 innings or
that
something.
That went in 11.
Yeah.
Toronto 7, Arizona 5. What'd we do there? That was 309.
309 at a regulation game too. Yeah,
come on, they're creeping up.
We're sneaking up. Yes, we are. I know. I sounded that alarm about 2-3 weeks ago, but it's gotten more grievous now. They're figuring out more ways to dwaddle.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a movement afoot to change the clock. So that for the playoffs, that the postseason,
is this what Tony Clark was babbling about the other day?
They want the pitcher to be able to take a timeout too, and maybe the hitters. And now, about 2 weeks ago, I talked to the guy in charge of major league competition. He's works for Manfred, and I was about the clock. And I asked him about that movement, and he said, "Nah, we're not really considering that, because when they surveyed everybody, the public and the number one how long do you want a baseball game to take? The answer was 2.5 hours.
Yep.
So they were 237 then. He said, so I don't think we're going to do anything that's going to expand it. And here's what you got to remember about the postseason, Joe. If they do this, they take an extra minute of commercials between every half inning.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already 17 minutes longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you go to the World Series, you're probably already 30 minutes longer. So, yes, we're losing the war. We're losing the war. They're starting to figure out how to screw around.
Well, it was nice while it lasted.
It was. It's still better, but it's but I'll take a few pitch violation calls in important situations to keep this momentum going. Now I got to ask you about the golf.
Mm-hmm.
This Renaissance course is only, what, like 20 years old or even less
than that? Wasn't that right where we were?
Yes, it's... next, they say it's Muirfield sold them the land.
Okay.
That's what they said. And then North Berwick.
That's where we were.
That's where, because we played West Berwick and East Berwick.
That's right.
I think, which are the other ones. I'm trying to figure out where the hunk of land was.
I'm guessing west of Muirfield.
Muirfield, and between where the two old barracks were, then the Berwick. These were the courses where you left town, walked nine holes one way, and turned around and walked nine holes the back way, the other way. And then I think one of them has the Rodin hole. That's the part three that's been copied all over the world.
Yeah.
I think that's west, maybe. But they made the Renaissance look like a old-time links course, but it's
She's
not.
Right on the water.
Oh, it is. Pretty near. Anyway, the forecast was, because when you showed up, you guys, when you went to the British, you only saw Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Because Saturday was the day the horrible weather rolled in.
We saw Sunday's round.
Tiger went and shot 81. And
who won? Ernie?
Ernie won. In a four-man playoff.
Yeah.
But Tiger got caught out in the storm and shot 81 and playing in the driving rain and howling wind. And that was supposed to be the case yesterday at the Renaissance Festival. Renaissance golf course. And it blew, but it didn't become intolerable.
I was looking forward Sunday to listen to that all the way home on satellite radio. I turned it on at 8:15. It was over.
Yes, well, I did too. I was watching it for a while. I knew they teed off early. Then I realized, wait a minute, and I looked into my phone, and Rory had already run one.
Right.
So
took it right out of the hands of the Scottish McIntyre.
Yes, what a win that would have been for that guy. None of us have ever heard of him. Nope. And he stayed. He's one of the few guys who stayed and played in Europe. You know, he's still playing in the.
Will Fleetwood ever win a major?
Who?
Tommy Fleetwood. He's always there.
I don't know.
Always in the mix.
He will. Yes, he's more likely to win a major.
I think so too.
Than some of the other guys. I don't think it's. It's courage with him. I think it's just, you know, he plays kind of a wild game, you know. He makes a lot of birdies and a lot of bogeys. But
greatest line Faraday ever had about him, he was dressed one day in a white Nike sweatshirt that was real baggy and a Nike hat and Nike pants. Mm-hmm. What's the guy's name I just said?
Fleetwood.
Faraday said he looks like a homeless guy who just robbed a Nike store.
Yes, he got away with that.
Yeah.
And then he went to live. He went to a live.
I did not know
Faraday
that.
He went to live.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, he took the money. I'm not surprised he
took
the money.
I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
He took the Saudi money. That's why you don't hear him anymore. But Rory McIlroy.
He can play.
Has to be one of the greatest drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And ball strikers of all time, because he still can't putt, even though he made some putts yesterday, but on Thursday, he missed 12 putts under 10 feet.
Isn't that something?
12 putts under 10 feet. He's not a great putter.
I wonder why.
And yet he's this fantastic. He's got to hit the ball better.
Why can't he get that part of the game figured out?
Once in a while, he gets hot, you know, and he'll... And when he's hot with the putter, he'll win the Open by 8 strokes. But he had a 5-year kind of questionable.
Yeah.
And now he's back, maybe
he's
the best player in the world. But it's the way he strikes the ball. He's a skinny guy. He weighs about 170 pounds. He hits it. He's probably the best driver ever when you combine distance and accuracy. How often does he hit it in the woods? Not often at all.
Not really.
No, he's fantastic. If somebody said to me, we were talking it on Twitter, and one of the responses was, if Tiger drove the ball like Rory, he would have won 5 more majors. Because Rory, you know, Tiger, early in his career, was a great driver, and then he started experimenting and ended up, and he, you know, he, the last 10 years of his real career, he hit it in the, he hit it offline a lot.
So the only thing McIlroy has to do is win the Masters, and he'll have won everything.
And it's a putting contest, which is why that's hard.
He's won the Australian Open, the Canadian Open, the Irish Open, the Scottish Open, the American Open, and the Open.
This was his first win at in Scotland, didn't they say? It was his first win. But that's a, they've made that a PGA Tour event, and it's kind of fun.
I wish papers would put the money in with the agates.
I know. You've been
complaining
about it. Drives
me crazy. I want to know what they made.
Yeah, he probably walked away with...
probably a mil.
Oh, God.
More?
Three or four, probably.
Oh, let me see if I can find
it. I would guess three or four. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's... to in order for it to... upgrade itself to a PGA Tour event and a required event. I think it's one of the required events for the good players who are eligible. Maybe it's not, but I bet it's three. But it's damn close to three.
I'm trying to find it.
It is disappointing.
Did you want me to look it up, Mr. Mayor?
It is disappointing, though, when you start watching golf and then find out it's over already because, you know... you prime time preview yourself.
That's
true. You know, you got to say.
Well, you're wrong, Patty.
What?
He only won 1.5.
Wow. They got away cheap, didn't they? Well, it must not be a compulsory event then. It must just.
McIntyre won 985. Boy, it fell fast. You know, 19th was 100 grand. Now I want to know the Barbasol money. Just for the hell of it. How do you spell Barbasol? B-A-R.
B-A-S-O-L.
B-A-R-B-A-S-O-L.
Remember when that was the cheap
now
shaving
Now it's the
cream?
High end.
Now it owns the industry.
That's
they
right.
Put a Brill, they put a Brill cream and all, not Brill cream, but some of those other outfits all out of business.
When's the last time you used Brill cream?
Oh, man.
A little dabble, do you?
A lot of
yeah.
When I was a youth.
That's when you were grease.
When I was a youth, I was grease.
I used Butch Wax.
I didn't get a Heine. That was a Heine back then. So I think based on the German soldiers wore them, but we didn't care. What the hell?
Vincent Norman won Barbasol.
Yeah.
Whoever that is.
Never heard of him.
684 grand.
Yeah. Well, that's half of, that's 40% of it.
Poor Lucas Glover. Was he the guy his wife beat him up?
Yeah, his wife told him how horse bleep he was. He still looks
He was
sad.
Leading it for a long time.
He still has sad eyes from knowing.
He really does.
Go home and she probably chewed his arse out for not winning the Barbasol.
I can't find him on this list.
First of all, you're playing in this piss-ant third-tier tournament, and then you can't even win it.
You won 156 grand.
Yeah, give me another drink, damn it. I think we straightened her. He's hung with her, though. I think they sobered her up.
I don't know.
Yeah. But isn't he a... he's the Ryder Cup... who's the Ryder Cup captain?
Might be him.
Is it him?
Didn't he win a U.S. Open?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's him. Ryder Cup captain. We need
I'm on it.
Ryder Cup captain.
Was that when you were pro-Europe?
I'm always pro-Europe.
Right.
What do you mean you're always pro-Europe?
That's what he screamed in. Joe, when we were in Chaska, well, that was 18, right? 2018?
Yes.
He screams from press row. All these radio stations from all over the country are here to cover the Ryder Cup. And Patrick screams at the top, go Europe!
Yes.
As we're in the U.S. section.
Because they're more sporty than our boys.
Zach Johnson is your Ryder Cup captain for 2023.
Was that 18?
Ed Furyk is a vice captain.
That wasn't 18, was it? Wasn't it 14?
No, it was 2018 when we were in Chaska.
Really?
Yes.
I
only remember because it was above the bridge deck that I drove under every single day coming to work.
The reason I was so pro-Europe is that... Davis Love is a jackass.
Yes.
So that's the reason I was pro-Europe. And they also, they took this wonderful test of golf and turned it into a easiest course they could. So
where
the
are we this year?
Paris, I believe.
I got your list right here.
I thought it was the U.S.'s turn to be back in it.
Not if we were here in 18.
Where were we?
23. Oh, maybe it is. Or we weren't in Paris last time, were we?
Yes, we were in Paris. That's been in Paris.
Okay, it was already Paris.
Where is the damn thing?
I'm on it.
Somewhere in the U.S.
In 2021, we were in Haven, Wisconsin.
I think I went right by that, by the way, this weekend. I think I was very near.
Whistling Straits?
Yeah.
Haven, Wisconsin is Whistling Straits.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in Paris, right?
No, you just were in Paris 2 years ago.
No.
You were in Paris.
He just said 2021.
I got a hat from it.
Okay.
Where's the damn tournament?
If you guys would just exhibit a tiny bit of patience.
Red Couples, vice captain.
That would be really helpful. Oh, this website is very slow, but it's a very thorough website. It, unfortunately, it's just slow in loading on my old computer here.
Here's what I'm going to do, 2000.
I can do it faster than any of you.
No, you're going to have it right here, because I'm going to get it for you right here.
All right, rookie.
2018, Joe, we
were in... No, this is 2023.
I know, I'm walking you through the history. 2018, we were, in fact, in Chaska, Minnesota.
2018.
Excuse me, 2016. 2016, yeah. We were in Chaska, Minnesota. 2021, 18. We were in Kohler, Wisconsin. 2018, we were in France.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Paris is.
Because remember, we got screwed up on our schedule because of COVID.
Europe this year, then. 23.
Yes.
At the Marco Simone Golf and Country Club just outside Rome.
Oh, really? That's right. I knew it was
We're in Italy.
I knew it was a European capital. I just couldn't remember one. They got to have Constantino Rocco there, don't they?
September 25 to October 1.
Marco Simone Golf and Country Club.
I think I just said that.
Yes, sir.
I'd have fun watching. I'd go to Rome to watch it if the paper wanted to send me to Rome. I got them to send me to Spain once. So why wouldn't they? You think they'd send a part-timer to Rome?
Our readership needs coverage of the Rome.
We weren't in Oakland with the Twins, the St. Paul paper was there. We weren't in Oakland with the Twins.
You weren't.
But
you know where she's going to be in 2025?
Where?
Bethpage Black.
Ooh, okay.
That's a test.
Yes, I've been there twice.
I've never been there.
That's fun because, that New York crowd.
Oh.
That's when they were all over Colin about his man boobs the entire time there. And his man boobs, this nice bleep.
Yeah, they didn't say boobs.
Nice neat bleep, Colin. Oh, God, they were horrible.
Hazel Team, 2028.
Who was Sergio's tennis? Who was the Sergio's fiance?
I don't know. Martina Navratilova.
No,
good Lord, no.
Real good looking.
Yeah, I know who you mean. I can't think of her name.
They were on him about, about her being...
Angela Akins?
No, that's his wife now, I think. No, who was he dating in the mid 20 years ago, 15 years ago?
You know, he's got the Derek Jeter type of roster when it comes to the dating world.
No, but he was engaged.
He went to
Martina Hingis.
Yeah. The attractive.
He's a live deserter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, went to live. You knew he'd take the money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Martina, they were shouting insults at Martina to the Bethpage Black. You have.
Is it on Long Island?
Yes, but not
close
way
to town.
Out, not way out.
Yeah.
And you get on it. It's a public course, apparently. So you play three holes on this side of the road. And then there's this big, hill in the road. And on the other side of the road is like 13 of the holes are up there on that side of the road. But on the on this side of the road, near the clubhouse, was the big, huge bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they come back from the other side of the road, they play 17 down in front of all the drunks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back up on 18.
Just the way God intended.
That is where the taunting gets rather. And they also started counting Sergio's waggles.
Hey, Sergio. Venus kicked Martina's ass.
That's right. One, two, three.
Sergio, give me the ball. Autograph the ball for me.
That was a fan at Bethpage.
Yes,
really?
It was. You could tell from the New York
fan.
Accent.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive booking you guys have.
I miss the New York fan. He used to be a great caller.
What's he doing in his dotage?
he writes some stuff freelancing for nothing, and he wrote a play that was produced.
Really?
Yeah, by a community theater.
He's a playwright.
He did a play, and it wasn't on sports. It was some, I don't know what it was, but it was a
Are
play.
You in touch with him frequently?
Yeah, I text him quite often, and we talk once a month or something like that. But, have him huddled over in that press room.
Right, in Augusta.
In Augusta, but then also in the Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
He's over there talking, so all his colleagues can't hear him going, hey!
He was recording stuff for us.
Yeah, he was calling in.
Hey, Chippa, you suck!
Yeah, he was doing that in the Yankee Stadium.
Oh, God, I miss the New York fan.
There was some stuff that we probably in the modern times, the Moses Malone stuff.
Right. We couldn't do that.
We couldn't do that part.
Well, we did them back then. We used it.
Suggesting what he wanted in his girlfriend was not.
How have I never heard that?
Oh, God. Hey, where am I?
Oh, God, we got away with murder.
Yep. I don't know what he was listing. Yeah. What the hell?
Actually, they were back then.
I'm being advised to watch this next flick, Netflix series, The Quarterbacks.
Or, I'm not going to watch it.
I would rather have a tooth pulled than watch a documentary on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. And
but everybody's telling me, you have to watch it.
The Mahomes part is probably pretty good.
I haven't seen a second of it yet.
They say he is an F-bomber from the word.
I bet.
Historic F-bomber.
Is this like the golf thing?
Yeah, but there's only three of them.
Yeah.
And only two of them made it to the finish. They took Mahomes, the best player in the league. They took the best quarterback in the football. Then they took Cousins, who's in the next group or the next group. And then they took Mariota, who was the number one draft choice and was now kicking around. Well, Mariota got benched after five games, and then his wife had a baby, and he told the team, I'm getting meniscus surgery, and quit.
Mm-hmm.
And quit the show. So you only got Cousins and Mahomes.
How many episodes would I have to endure?
I don't know. I haven't watched a minute of it.
Yeah,
I don't like Cousins.
I don't either.
I don't like him. He creeps me out.
Like him as a quarterback. Maybe he's a wonderful guy. I don't know.
I liked him better when he was arrogant, which is what he... When he came here, he was arrogant.
The thing I don't like him...
I thought that was the real him. And then he's... Now he's got to be... But this helps his image, I guess. He's Mr.
Well, Family and that's where I was going, is because he's way too calculated for any of this to be perceived as authentic, in my opinion.
Yeah. But
he's just way too calculated.
He's a pretty good
PR guy. He's a good quarterback. He is a good quarterback.
He's okay. He's fine. But this whole generation of younger Viking fans decided Kirk was great a year ago for some reason. And now this will just make them more hardcore.
There was that one hell of a fun game last year at Buffalo.
That was a good game.
That was fun.
Well, they had a lot of them last year. They had the comeback when they played the worst half of the history of football, and then the best was who was that?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis kicked.
That was fun.
A mediocre Indianapolis team kicked their ass, and then ended up. And the funny thing is, when they came out and scored in the second half, about second possession, I said, they might win this game because this other team's going to try to sit
just laid down.
Laid down. And so they did have some exciting wins. But I think they owe the football gods about three wins this year. I think they're going to get...
After last year.
They're going to get... They always get their revenge. They're going to get screwed a few weeks.
Any day now, aren't we in camp?
A week from Saturday, I believe.
Good Lord.
I think it's a week from Saturday. It's not this Saturday, right?
No, it's the 20-something or other. I can't remember.
A week from this Saturday would be the 28th.
Today's the 17th.
Yeah. I think the 28th is when we report.
Has there ever been a July, Joe, where we didn't say, I can't believe it's the July whatever?
No, we always say that.
We always say that.
But they've took all the fun out of it. I want a guy going 110 through St. Peter on 169.
Oh, yeah.
This TCO training camp.
Even if somebody's doing that, they have this whole security force to cover everything up.
Right.
I have confidence that the fellas are still out there doing terrible things within our society, but they cover it up.
Where do they stay? Is there a place to stay at the training center? He's got a billion dollar hotel right next door.
I don't know if the veterans have to be out
don't
there.
Don't you get to go home if you're in the Twin Cities?
I don't know. It's not the same.
No. The unair conditioned rooms in Mankato was where you had to go to training camp.
How much time did you spend there? Did you spend a whole training camp there? Yeah. God almighty.
Don't even get me going. This calm individual.
How are the sleeping quarters, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, God.
And then knowing...
No air.
Nope.
Knowing you go out there and start dealing with them, and they'd be jackasses, too.
It wasn't fun.
Was that... that was a Bud team, though, right? Bud?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yes, yeah, Bud.
The only good thing was the food.
Food was good?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just amazing.
And you'd get to see the group.
The group was there with a big plate.
The group
plate
never
management.
Missed a, the group, group never missed a meal.
The greatest nickname
ever for a sports photographer. Yeah. They had the Golden Palomino, Morgan Brandrup.
Right. Brandrup, I remember him.
Because he was something of a ladies' man back in his day.
Sure.
I don't think
he had hair like a professional wrestler.
Yeah, I don't think. And he was an interesting cat. And then his photographer, whatever Bill's name was.
They're always AP and UPI guys, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were both papers, photography. Everybody, all the media from here wanted to go.
That was a big deal.
Free.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to eat free.
And the group would eat for so many people, they started calling them the group.
Yeah, but it was great. Like Morgan would say, anybody seen group? that's everybody. Nobody called him Bill. It was the group.
The group.
Group. They called him group.
And players would walk in lugging their own window air conditioner.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Came a long way.
I had one of those when I lived in Gage.
Yeah. I think Gage Hall was where we stayed.
Yes.
Well, she's gone.
She's torn
down, yeah.
It's a parking lot now.
Well, they're not like the university, but they do have nicer dorms. The dorms have just... are no longer.
I should take a trip down for memory's sake.
Oh, sure. It's great. No longer hell holes.
We haven't talked about our mighty Twins.
Yeah.
Well, you're a little hard on them, even though they swept Oakland.
They're 12-1 against Oakland and Kansas City, so good for you. That Oakland team is the most anonymous collection of baseball players I've ever seen.
Right.
It's not Sal Bando and Joe Rudy and Reggie Jackson and Gene Tennis and Vita Blue and my drinking buddy Blue Moon Odom. They aren't on that team. It's Catfish Hunter.
Do you know who their all-star representative? I know Patrick knows this.
I don't.
Brent Rooker, former Minnesota Twins.
Brent Rooker, he had a lot of home runs. He's doing okay, but they don't play him every day.
No, he didn't play yesterday at all. No.
In this day of such carefully managed and marketed sports, it's amazing that a place still exists where you're lucky to get 8,000 people to show up for a game.
And you're also playing in a stadium that was... pretty much a dump in the early 70s. It was about 6 years old by then. And it's the only one left. Now, Anaheim is 66, but they've done it a few times, redone it a few times. But this place is...
Well, Dodger Stadium is older than 66.
Yeah, it is. And they just spent $250 million on that place. But the amazing thing is, until the Raiders left... It was the last of the two-team stadiums.
Right.
I don't feel sorry for the A's, Oakland losing the A's, because they said, hell with you, we're bringing Al back, we're going to build this mountain out in left field. We want the Raiders back, to hell with you. So now Mount Davis still sits out there for no reason.
It was empty yesterday.
Remember the... you could see the foothills back when we went out there in the old days. It was great. I would have hated to play there if I was a hitter, because you'd lose about 8-10 outs a year popping up because the foul lines
are so generous.
You could have played a football field.
Yeah. So how is it that they were able to build a whatever state-of-the-art basketball arena, but they weren't able to find the financing?
The owner built the place. They gave him the land. It's on the water now in San Francisco.
I didn't know that.
No, the California. That's one thing they don't. They have Sacramento passed a bond issue to save their team, but they don't build stadiums. The owners end up building them. I mean, San Diego lost the Chargers because they wouldn't build them a stadium.
Sure.
Yeah. So the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
They play in Oakland.
No, they did for years. Now they play in San Francisco on the water.
On the water.
Not far down.
From the Giants?
Not down, far down. You turn around and you go, you know, you go down the shore a ways, but they're on the water, not that far from
closer
the Giants.
To downtown.
Yes,
than the San Giants Francisco. Park, because the Giants Park's damn near downtown.
Oh yeah, it's probably walkable, just like the other places. Yeah. It's walkable going down there. Coming back, you got to go walk up the hill. So
and you got to trip over all the homeless people.
Ah, they're okay. They don't bother you.
Did you inform your partner about your report, your firsthand report about San Francisco from a few months back?
Well, I had a friend who was there, and he had also travels for work, and he was in Beijing, and and he said it was easier to buy a toothbrush in Beijing than it was in San Francisco. Because in Frisco, you had to go in the store, and it was locked, and you had to get a guard, and they unlocked it, and you could get a toothbrush. Beijing, I walked in and bought a toothbrush.
Big old Walgreens there last time I went. It was huge. But I don't know. I haven't been there for 7-8 years. I don't know. But walking down the ballpark, it was okay going down the hill. I'd hate to, with my current condition of my knees, walk up the hill.
Well, you'd have to get a couple of those people you interviewed that saved lives during the earthquake to help you up that hill.
Oh, yeah.
No, maybe they got the rickshaws. Remember the guy that gave us a ride on a rickshaw?
Yeah.
And he stalled. He couldn't get going.
Yeah. He thought there was a little extra weight in the back. That he
thing just died right there.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Well, I stayed at that Marriott that's up on top of the hill.
Yeah.
I couldn't leave.
Right.
If I wanted to walk back down into Chinatown 2 blocks away, I had to call a cab to get back up the hill because it was like this.
Yeah.
That hill that San Francisco's built on ain't no joke, baby. It's a real hill.
You've been to the Olympic Club.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Played the Olympic Club.
Yeah.
And that was me and Pat Logan had a grudge match. He was part of the group, and the two of the worst golfers of all time. But he chose that day to be pretty well. A lot of wagers within the group, and he kicked my ass by about 8 strokes. But we had the caddy. You had to have a caddy there.
Yeah.
And even though you had carts, you had to have the caddy.
Right.
And He was an old guy, I think Bert or something. He'd disappear out in the woods, and he'd be gone for like a hole and a half, and he's in there drinking out of a whiskey bottle. But I couldn't blame him the way we were. He had Logan and I, and we were hitting the damn thing all over the county. So,
can we get back to the Twins?
Yeah.
What do you like here? Anything? Have we got any hope here for a second half?
Yes, the Central Division.
Okay. How are they going to do against Seattle?
Seattle hasn't played well the last couple weeks.
I think the reason that Rocco used Duran 3 games in a row was, let's take these games when we can get them.
Yes.
So in other words, he's finally playing today's game. He's not playing a game 3 games from now.
No, right. I think he's in a situation where he knows if this season, we got the young guy running the club now, the young Polad, who that's his full-time job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Polad. So he's actually watching, okay, unlike Jim and Carl. And I think he's nervous. And somebody's going to take the fall if this season turns into a flop, and Rocco's smart enough to know it's him,
because
it's not going to be Falvey.
Well, we already fired the conditioning guy from last year.
Yeah, now the new conditioning guy is falling on the sword for Jorge. He didn't keep Jorge off a DL long enough, and he didn't, Tyler Malley, he told us Tyler Malley might not miss a start, and he ended up having Tommy John surgery.
And by the way, That trade's going to wind up being one of the worst in the history of
Spencer
the franchise.
Spencer Steer's a good player.
Well, they just called up the other kid, too.
The other kid got called up?
Yes.
And Encarnacion Strand.
Both of these guys are going to be all-stars.
And Encarnacion is a right-handed hitter, which they
who plays third base.
Well,
no.
Not well.
Well, but still.
You know.
Who's the draft choice everybody's raving about? Walker?
Yeah, well, is it Walker Jenkins?
Or yeah, Walker Jenkins.
Southern.
But you never know about a draft choice.
No, hell no. Is he a left-handed hitting outfielder?
I don't know.
They got about 25.
He is an outfielder.
I know he's an outfielder. They got about, but it's he's the all. You know who gave him a big endorsement, though? Dougie Mickiewicz, of all people, who's a mortal enemy of this administration.
You know whose name I heard the other day? He's a coach. Is he a coach of the Oakland? Dave McKay?
Remember Dave McKay has been a coach for years.
Really?
He was, Cardinals, he was with the Cardinals for 20 years, you know.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy. Not a fair ball player.
Yeah.
Fair ball player. Yeah. He was not.
Did Mock had him?
Yeah, Mock had him. Yeah. And he's been a coach a long time. Ron Washington's still hanging around, too, yeah. He's coaching third
Atlanta,
base again
right?
somewhere. Atlanta, that's
Atlanta.
Right. Good job for him. Wash ended up, remember, they get basically cost him his job because he was, there was some extramarital activities going on.
I thought there
were
some substance issues as well, wasn't there?
Well, I don't know. But didn't he have to come out and confess that
yes.
he hadn't been true to his... Boy, if that becomes a condition of employment...
there's going to be a lot of people in trouble.
Why would he have been forced into that?
I don't know why it was.
It's the modern age, Joe.
Whose business is
it? This was 10 years ago. Why was it?
Well, you know who cost him a World Series? Nelson Cruz.
Our guy Nelly not catching that fly ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's my next Twins manager.
That's right. You said
Nelson
that.
Nelson Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Get him in there.
I do like that idea a lot.
Yeah. You go ahead.
Is he done playing? Is anybody going to sign him?
I don't think he's going to get another shot. I don't know.
Well, he's 50. Isn't
yeah, he's 40.
He wasn't doing that bad, actually.
Yeah, but he was. Well, if they didn't have the Buxton DH problem.
Yeah.
They would they'd probably bring him in.
Buxton's having a terrible stretch.
He has been
199.
Dreadful.
This is terrible.
He had three hits on the 4th of July that got him up to all the way up to 216.
Yeah.
Since then he's 1-for-26.
What injury are we using this time?
No, it's nothing. Just that he's he, to me, is, I said that he's not a natural hitter. He's an athlete.
Yeah, he's a guy that needs to be in the field.
He's an athlete.
Yes.
Yeah, but no.
He does.
But he was terrible many times when he was in the field, too, as a hitter.
But you know this, Patrick. It's a different mentality when you're just a DH. You know, you can't.
I'm not giving him
too
that.
Too tight.
I'm not giving him that excuse. But I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being out there once in a while. The other guy's fine, though. The other guy's a hell of a center fielder.
Yeah, I do like Taylor a lot. But they can't keep running this Kepler, Buxton, Gallo disaster out there every day.
No, it's amazing.
Gallo's a home
why don't
run
they,
a
why
month.
Don't they have the guts to bat Byron seventh?
Are they worried about his psyche?
Well, how could it get any worse? How could it get any worse? It's awful. He takes... You know what? I got to keep thinking a new term for that ball that's right down the middle.
Yeah?
And
right down the chute?
Right down the chute, yeah. Right down the chute.
There's a term we use in town ball, but I don't think that's appropriate.
It doubts a male appendage.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it does.
You know, and...
right down the swimsuit area?
Yeah, shot.
Yeah, blank.
Another word shot, for rooster,
right? It's
shot. That's what we
it's
call
a
that one.
Shot.
Yeah.
That's good.
Huh.
And he takes those. The other day, he's 3-0. He takes, doesn't swing.
Mm-mm.
He's out 3 pitches later. I don't know how.
You know what he got in the...
He can't hit any lefty. He's hitting 125 against lefty.
That exact at bat? You know what that, because I was listening to that on the radio. That got a Dan Gladden, which is Gladden being disgusted with what he just saw, but doesn't really want to voice his disgust.
I happened to hear the anthem yesterday. In Oakland.
Okay.
Listen to the ball game. And it was horrible. And I wanted Gladden desperately to say something, but he didn't. He just said, that was the anthem presented by such
Who
and such.
Who saw it?
A bunch of group of people in Oakland that they just screwed it up something fierce.
It was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. Well, the Ricey sister, when I own my ball club, we're going to do it on opening day.
Yep.
And then
4th of July.
Yeah. Memorial Day.
Got to do it on Labor Day.
4th of July. Maybe not Labor Day. It's and then we get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Game one of the playoffs. Okay. Then not again until maybe seventh game. The first game of the World Series, the last game of the World Series.
Yeah, seventh game.
Like five, six times all season, even if you win the World Series.
All right.
Thought of you two.
Okay. I don't know if MLB would allow them to get
Well, you'd fine them, what, $100,000?
Yeah, but you own the club. You could, yeah. You know.
That's true. Friday afternoon.
Yep.
We are in the midst of the 9U state championship weekend. Well, not the championship game, a state tournament for 9U baseball.
By the way, it's impossible to avoid the state tournament in kid baseball.
Correct.
I discovered that.
Correct. So we are taking on Hated Becker in the first round of the matchup. And it was hot. It was,
it was steamy.
And the boys had a long inning in the field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she looks at me and she says, "Can't they take a water break?"
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to her and I said, "If you say a word, I am going to move to the other side of the field."
They can't really do that in the middle of an inning.
Is that the first year they start throwing to each other?
Yes. Nine.
That is when you find out if you want to continue to play baseball or not.
100%.
The innings last, like, if they bring 14 kids,
mm-hmm.
all 14 of them get the bat
before
you go. And you never get three outs. There's never three outs.
You either have three outs very quickly because you got a kid that can throw strikes, or you sit there a long time.
How many nine-year-olds throw strikes?
We got a couple.
Well, what hurts is when you don't have the umpire who's got a strike zone on the side of this room.
Yep.
If it doesn't bounce, call it.
That's not a problem for me. You know what my problem is. I only have one problem with youth baseball. They take too long between innings.
God almighty.
God bless
it. I experienced again on Saturday.
Drives me crazy.
You know, come on.
Let's play here.
We got a pitcher from Wayzata, a big kid, threw well, playing against the Raptors, ending the Raptors season.
Hayden Woodbury?
Yeah, well, Eastridge.
Yeah.
Woodbury, the other half of Woodbury, yeah. And he was... And he throws a couple of warm-ups, and he says, the umpire says, "How many more?" And he said, "Five."
No.
The umpire said, "Three."
Oh, okay.
How about two?
They're negotiating.
One more?
How about one more? Always, it's. But we had a little taunting, too. The Wayzata, after the victory, our team, these teams do these stupid cheers all the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good eye.
Have you run into walk-up music?
Yeah. Oh, yes, they have started those walk-up music. Yes.
Somebody should drop a bomb on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You can't really hear it, but...
They got in their dugout on their little amplifier.
Yeah, right. Your walk-up music. But the guy gave the pitcher... who ended the game, it wasn't the lefty that started, but the other goes to the Eastridge dugout, like that, a full play. It wasn't like they were yelling at him or stuff. They were just doing their stupid little cheers. So,
Eastridge beat Wayzata?
No, Wayzata beat him.
Beat
him.
All right.
Yeah, Wayzata beat him.
But that didn't stop Eastridge from doing their little cheers.
No, they kept doing their cheers. Yeah. I mean, it's they're instructed to.
Yeah.
Show this enthusiasm,
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe that's what we need on the show.
Did I tell you this last week? I was informed by my 14-year-old granddaughter, Abigail, that I had no future as a coach of youth baseball because I was sitting next to her at her brother's game last week.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two outs and they're holding the runner on third base.
Yeah.
And I said, "Abby, these dummies are going to have a guy standing on third, and he's going to hit a ball right where those guys are,
yep.
Two runs." And I said, I said, look it, I told you.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened. And she said, you can't be that way as a coach. You have to support us in all situations.
I got a question I've been meaning to ask you. What's with this jacket the Twins put on when they hit a home
run? That's the fishing jacket.
What is the point here?
Everybody is doing it, so somebody, who came up with the fishing
solidarity, jacket? Solidarity, Joe, between the teams.
Who came up with it?
It might have been Buxton.
They got to haul this thing around on the road.
Are you sure?
It wasn't Buxton.
I thought it was him.
No, I don't think
Maybe
so.
Maybe it was Correa. You know, the team leader.
Did they take it on the road with them?
Oh, yeah. Pablo or somebody. I think it was somebody.
What's the point? Because we fish in this state?
10,000 lakes.
10,000 rakes, see? It says on the back.
You know what they did? They barreled one up. Huh?
Don't give me that. Don't say barrel.
I say, I don't like it. Everybody, some of them are wearing like headpieces.
Oh, the
like
Angels Roman, got the big Roman deal.
Roman gladiator
thing.
Oh. Meanwhile, they're getting beat every game.
Yeah.
Otani hit another one, 35 or so. But it. Who started it?
I could have. I'll
it's
look
been
it
about
up.
Three,
Does every team do this?
Damn near. Damn
I near. Disapprove.
I do too.
Who started?
I do too, especially when you're behind.
Yeah.
I don't. Hey, it's 12.
Are there lures on this thing?
Yes, I don't know.
Here we go. Twins starting pitcher Pablo Lopez wanted Minnesota to get in on the fun, and its land of 10,000 rakes idea, he says, is brilliant.
10,000
rakes. 10,000
rakes. I don't even get that. What's rakes?
When you rake, that means you're hitting.
See, it's if you can't pronounce lakes, if you can't pronounce lakes.
We don't have a Japanese squad.
No,
it has nothing to do with pronunciation. Rake means you're hitting well.
Hitting
hey, boy, he
run.
Is he's raking right
he's
now.
He's raking.
Yep,
that's better.
He's getting a barrel on it.
He's barreling
it. He's getting a barrel.
A lot of barrels, Joe.
Yeah, but
I wasn't made for these times.
Okay, if you're going to do this silliness, if you put a guy ahead in the eighth inning, have a celebration.
Have at it.
If you're behind 12-2 and somebody hits a home run, run over the dugout and sit down, right?
I did see a celebration the other night where we had to douse the baby powder on the guy that scored the winning run, I believe on an error.
When do we start dousing baby powder?
I'm finding him.
$100,000?
$250,000 for Pablo.
Pablo's making a lot. We gave him the big contract, so yeah. Meanwhile.
And he held the Oaklands to.
Pablo's urinating away a 6-0 lead. Where did that come from? I switched channels to watch a movie and I come
it
back.
It was in an instant. It was basically in an instant.
Yeah. What happened there? And Maeda, that was unwatchable.
Now, is he hurt again?
Huh?
I don't know.
Well, he's not playing.
Oh, yes, he is.
When's the last time he pitched?
He pitched Friday.
He lasted three innings and threw 80 pitches. Yeah. If you want to know why that game took 338.
There's your answer.
328, whatever the hell it was.
Before you guys run, I need to make a quick mention. I was part of the game with the Faribault Lakers and the Union Hill Bulldogs.
Oh, okay.
Patrick, they had a cool ceremony before the game because they lost a very beloved member of the Union Hill Bulldogs community, Robert Becker. He was 58, and he passed away over the winter. His son, Jacob.
That's too young.
And his nephews, Jack and Joe, are all current Union Hill Bulldog players, but a lot of those guys are Sports Talk listeners, and I made sure.
What happened to him? He's 58. That's too young.
Yeah, it's a very sad deal.
Illness.
And he was Mr. Union Hill Bulldog.
Wow.
So really good guy. And I know he was a listener of you guys as
driving,
well.
We used to go pheasant hunting out there all the time. And
that's a great ballpark.
Driving around and it was just this little place next to the church kind of falling down. And now they got a hell of a ballpark and pretty good teams.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That new Prague's got to feed a lot of teams, don't they?
Pat, it's a factory.
Yeah.
It's an absolute factory, the new Prague High School for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They need it.
Yeah.
They got a lot of teams to feed out there. Yep. So
need?
They got six town ball teams to take care of,
right,
Joe.
Yeah, right
in
near
New Prague?
Mm-hmm.
No, the high school we're talking about. Oh. Not actually feed them. But,
I was picturing a big buffet.
New Prague's got to have a good meat market, don't they?
You think so.
Well, there's obviously the one in Jordan, Pecarna's, but I'm trying to think if there's one in New Prague.
Well, yeah, yes, there is one. Yes.
They're all Czechs, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, yes.
In fact, the New Prague Orioles have themselves the Czech deck. That's where you can watch the game from.
That's right.
We
used to refer to them, Michael Ricey used to refer to them as Bohemians.
Yeah, that could be good.
Then we would walk into a New Prague bar and he'd say, which one of you cheap Bohemians is going to buy me a beer? To just kind of ingratiate.
Yeah, sure. Maybe being friendly.
Meet the fellas.
Now, where's the pool table so we can actually get a fight started? That would be great. Wow. I miss being out with my brother when he was tuned up. That was something. Because I was not a fighter.
No.
And he wasn't.
But you were an agitator.
He wasn't a fighter. Yeah, but compared to him, I was Norman Vincent Peale compared to him, for God's sakes.
You know, you were an appeaser. You appeased.
Yes, yeah, I did. Yeah. I would tease, but
right.
appease.
Right.
He was just, if he saw he got to him, he would keep it going.
Yes, sir. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, that's enough.
That's way too much.
That's a lot.
Okay, you didn't deserve it,
no,
but you got it.
Way too long.
Goodbye. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Ricey for the Canopy Group. Think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. The Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of these. The Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 16 insurance companies for a reason: to match your specific situation, including 2-year zip codes, with the absolute best insurance company for you. This is done for you annually because your specific situation may change. It is also true that the insurance company's appetite might change as well when you only have one option. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients with peace of mind, knowing that the Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit thecanopygroup.com today.